Okay, so if the microphone were pointing in my direction, this would probably work a lot better. There we go, that's better. That is some conceptual shit, because that's what we do here at Stating the Obvious, is conceptual shit. Right? Well, that, and of course, Stating the Obvious. Hello, Randy. Cheers, my bitches, what's up? So you're going into the recording the podcast, opening up a package of toilet paper. Don't ask. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget the ever-present and the most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. The crowd goes wild. I love when they do that. Girls, girls, please throw your panties. Throw your fucking underwear. Even after adjusting the microphone, it's still not pointed directly at me. I don't know what it is. This shouldn't be that fucking hard. It's a microphone pointed at me. It's not that fucking hard. I'm supposed to be able to do this by now. I've been doing this for 167 fucking episodes, plus Anarchy Moment, plus Cult of Personality. Anyway, what I should have said back there before we launched the cruise missile is I should have said that this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. That's our 50 caliber machine gun that's mounted on the deck of the weapons platform. I haven't done a Stating the Obvious in a while. I haven't podcast for over a week because I've been really fucking busy. This week coming up is really busy also, which is good because, you know, got to make the big bucks so I can pay taxes. Income tax rolling around on us again. It's that time of year when we all are reminded that we are, in fact, property of the government and we must render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Those of us who work for a living, that is. Of course, many of you out there are welfare recipients and you don't actually pay income taxes and you're constantly whining about the 1% and how poor you are and all this other shit, yet you're not actually doing anything to make any fucking money. You're just sitting around waiting for a fucking welfare check to come in. And I have no fucking sympathy for you. I have no fucking sympathy at all. Talking about waiting, I want to talk a moment about procrastination, because sometimes, god damn, sometimes I can be a master of procrastination. And it fascinates me when I look at procrastination from a sort of intellectual perspective, because I don't know how many of you out there ever have this problem. So if I'm doing something, like when I'm somewhere doing theater work or doing some kind of work for somebody else, or I'm doing something, through my brain, all these things are going on in my brain that it's like, oh man, I need to be doing this. Oh, I need to be doing that. And I'm thinking of all these things I need to do and want to do and I can do and I got to get done. And then sometimes, not always, but sometimes when I actually have the time to do them, it's like I fall into this hole where I can't get anything done. And I feel like I'm constantly spinning my wheels. And these are some just my thoughts on this, because you might be having the same problem, or you might fall into this also. I have identified, I think there's three things, I'm probably going to forget what they are because they didn't write them down, that that stop me from accomplishing shit. Actually, there's four things that stop me from accomplishing shit. One of them is that I have brilliant fucking ideas and I never write them down. Actually, I write a lot of stuff down, but It never fails. I'll have some brilliant idea, and literally fucking 15 seconds after having this brilliant idea, it will be gone from my brain. Because sometimes my brain locks around information, and it never gets out. And then other times, shit just falls through my brain. It's like a black hole. Shit goes into my brain, and then it's just crushed into non-existence, and nothing ever escapes. Where's Randy? Where the fuck is a piece of paper? Other than all over the goddamn floor. One of these days I should take a picture of this place and show it to you people. Oh, damn, this place is a fucking disaster for ya. Alright, welcome to my world. Let me see if I can remember the three reasons that I procrastinate. Here's the first one. The first one is sex. Now, sex is a good reason to procrastinate. Some people, I've read about this, some people, especially artists, are known for this. Some people out there say that they channel their sexual desires into doing their work, right? So like artists or writers, it's like, and you'll hear them talk about, yeah, I channel my sexual passion into writing and such as that. Okay, yeah, we're good. And that was not related. That was Randy and I communicating, sorry. And I have found, for me personally, that does not work. I wish, oh, if I could fucking figure out how to channel sexual desire into getting shit done, I would get way more shit done. Because for me personally, like when I'm thinking about sex, all I think about is sex. And there's like nothing else can permeate my tiny little brain except for sex. That's it. So the idea of channeling my sexual energy into doing other stuff, that just, it does not work for me. And I, oh, if I could figure out how to do that. So some people say it works for them. I've heard it said. I've heard other artists, writers, probably other people as well, say these things. Second thing that always kills me, and I've been going through this for a month and a half right now. I'm getting ready to launch this other podcast because that's what I need. I need to add some more shit to my life, right? Because I can't get stuff done now. So, hey, let's do some more. There's a brilliant idea. So I'm going to launch this other podcast. And I've been fucking off and not getting it started for a good 6 weeks. And it's because, oh, I got to get the right theme music. And okay, so I got the theme music, and I had two songs that I was really debating between. I liked both of them, and I thought they fit the mood of the podcast and everything. And I went back and forth, and so finally I decided on one. Then I created the template file with the intro and the outro music. And it's like, okay, now I got to kind of plan out and make some notes for the podcast. Because as we all know, I'm really fucking good about making notes for the podcast, right? You know, kind of like this one where I'm supposed to be talking about three things. I didn't fucking write any of them down. So we're just praying that I can remember what the fuck the third one is. Because right this minute, I have no clue what number three was supposed to be. Number one was sex. Number two is perfection. That's what we're talking about right now. I have no clue what number three is. Hopefully, I'm going to remember by the time I finish talking about procrastination. I mean, excuse me, by the time I finish talking about perfectionism. And if I can't, I'm going to have to talk about perfectionism for a really long time until I remember what the fuck number three is. So anyway. So I'm fucking around and I'm fucking around. It's like, oh, I gotta get notes because I can't do the podcast without notes, which we all know is bullshit because I never have notes. And it's just like, I'm making this into such a big fucking deal in order to avoid doing it. And this is something I found from experience, and I'm doing it right now, is sometimes you just have to dive in and fucking do shit. Because if you orbit around the problem, or if you orbit around the project, if you just orbit around what you need to achieve, because you're making these excuses such as, well, I'm not ready yet, you know, it's not quite ready, I don't have my notes, or I need, you're just, those are all just excuses to keep fucking off. It's kind of like this podcast I'm recording right now. It is almost 12 noon here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where global warming is dumping snow outside on March the 1st, 2014. And yeah, I fucked around this morning for a good 2 hours. I was semi-productive this morning. I have done some shit. But there's a good 2 hours of fucking off in my morning today. And finally, I just got this podcast started. Well, all right, we got this podcast started. Also, because Randy got tired of me fucking off. That's why it's always good to have a partner. It's like the Alpo diet story. If any of you ever heard that story, I'll relate it to you very quickly. I don't actually know if this is completely true or if it's made up. And I don't give a shit because it's the point of the story. The story is that there are two women. They went on a diet together. And their deal with each other was that whichever one of them broke the diet first was going to have to eat a can of Alpo dog food. And so the one woman who was writing about this, the story is told from the perspective of one of the women, she talked about how she carried around a can of Alpo dog food in her purse. So like she'd go to a restaurant and sit down to order, she'd think about, well, I could order this, but it's not on my diet. And she'd look in her purse and pull up the can of Alpo dog food and read the ingredients and be like, yeah, I'm not breaking the diet. Sometimes, in order to accomplish it, we need a swift kick in the ass. I think even the best, most motivated person in the world is like that. I know I am. And Randy, thankfully, is my swift kick in the ass sometimes. Sometimes I'm her swift kick in the ass. We kick each other in the ass and we do good with it. And sometimes, and this, I think this is what you have to do with yourself, is get things done. That's number three. If it's not number three, I'm going to make it number three. All right. So procrastinating because you want to achieve perfection. Just like today, I'm like, you know what, Randy, let's just start the fucking podcast. Am I quote unquote ready for it? No, but we're going to fucking just record it. We're going to start right now because I got to be somewhere at 1:30. That means I got to leave here, start getting ready around 1. So that means right now I got an hour and 5 minutes left in my day where I can be productive because the rest of the fucking day I am going to be doing theater gig. So it's time to get my shit together. I heard a good quote a while back. I'm going to have to paraphrase it. I don't remember the exact words. But it was said by somebody involved in Saturday Night Live, one of the actors. And I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore because it hasn't been funny since the original cast left. But anyway, what he said was, and I don't know exactly what time Saturday Night Live even starts, so if I get the time wrong, just suck a dick. But what he said was, you know, we don't start the show because we're ready. We start the show because it's 11 o'clock. And I think that's a really powerful statement and a really powerful thought, especially if you're a procrastinator. Now, some people are not procrastinators. Some people just get shit done. And that's great. I applaud you. And sometimes I get shit done. I don't. By no stretch of imagination do I procrastinate all the time, but when I do fall into this little mode of procrastination, I think about that, and it's just like right now, I was not particularly ready to start this podcast, but we just pushed the record button and fucking went. And that's what I'm going to have to do with the other podcast. I keep saying, well, I'm not quite ready. I need some more notes. I got to do some more research. I got blah, blah, blah. Oh, fuck you. Just push the goddamn record button and go. Because life is like that, right? If you go through life trying to not make mistakes, you're going to find your life really sucks because you got to make mistakes. And if you go through life worried about your mistakes, you know, nobody else remembers your mistakes. So if I record this podcast today, or if I record any given podcast, and it sucks, and believe you me, I have recorded some podcast which suck. I know it's hard for you to believe because it's like, whoa, great one. What are you talking about? Every podcast you record is amazing. Yes, yes, I know. But in all seriousness, some of the podcast episodes I have recorded have giantly fucking sucked big donkey dick balls. Do donkey dicks have balls? Donkeys have dicks. Donkeys have balls. But donkey dicks don't have balls. But it doesn't matter. See, and in 15 seconds from now, none of you are even going to remember that I said donkey dick balls. You can't fuck around. You got to just, when it's time to start, you just say, hey, it's time to start and go. Get it done, move on to the next thing. Constantly sitting around waiting for perfection waiting for that right moment to do things. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And of course, like all things, understanding that intellectually is one thing. Actually applying it to your life is another, because I certainly understand it intellectually. However, sometimes I have a really hard time applying it to my life. There was a third thing. I've already forgotten what that third thing was. We did sex. We did perfectionism. We did not writing shit down. I said something, and I said that would be the third thing. And see, what this is what I'm talking about. I've already forgotten what the fuck I said. Now, don't even remind me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Because even talking about what I'm talking about right now is just a form of procrastination, which has allowed us to get 16 minutes into the fucking show without actually talking about anything the show is supposed to be about. So welcome to Stating the Obvious podcast from the Cynical Libertarian Society. I am your host, the Great One himself. We're on the internet, cynlibsoc.com, and you can send us email if you want to. You can send that to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. In the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out over there. And yes, we are here to talk about 16 and a half minutes into the fucking podcast. We are going to start talking about anarcho-capitalism. Because that's what this podcast is about. That and me talking about why I haven't gotten around to recording the podcast. That and my blank piece of paper that has no fucking notes on it. All right. I have leftover pizza in the fridge. We will eat that before we leave. If I can fucking learn to talk. Oh, my brain hurts. All right. This is stupid. In the episode of... Oh, God, that's idiotic. In the episode of Stating the Obvious, where I left off a while back, because I've done a few episodes of Anarchy Moment, I think like four of them since the last Stating the Obvious. In that episode of Stating the Obvious, I had talked about how I picked up some newspapers on campus and I read them and how incredibly painful it was to subject myself to reading newspapers. And in that one, I read some stuff out of the USA Today newspaper, which is like news for the really stupid people. Like, normal newspapers are written on a third grade reading level. USA Today is written on a first grade reading level. It's going to say a one grade reading level. It's one grade. I'm in one grade. You mean first? Yes. All right, these next couple of pieces I got. Oh, here's another USA Today. How did I miss that? Oh, because of my great organization. That's how. Let's see. Let me go through here and see if I got all this shit right. Wait, this is USA Today. Randy, what the fuck did I do in the last episode? Did I not do the USA Today, or did I do USA Today and fucking forgot to do these? It was like 3 weeks ago. I don't even remember what the fuck we did. That's Collegian. That can wait. That's something else. All right. Well, fuck me. Fuck me, Running Rachel. What is this shit? This is USA Today. This is USA Today. This is Denver Post. All right, I may be completely full of shit. I may have... It is possible. It is completely fucking possible. I have no idea what I talked about in the last episode of Stating the Obvious. I know. It is really hard to believe, right? Here we go. Let's have some fun. This is shit. We're going to start with the Denver Post. Then we're going to cruise over to USA Today. This is the Denver Post, Thursday, February 17th. Obama signs order on minimum wage. Oh, the Messiah, he cares so much about us. Apparently, $7.25 is the federal minimum hourly wage. However, there's a new minimum wage for some federal contractors, which is $10.10. So let's read this little bit. These are my notes. I have notes. I wrote notes on the side of this article. Okay, let's do this. Washington President Barack Obama increased the minimum wage for a few hundred thousand federal contractors Wednesday. then pressed the divided Congress to pass broader legislation that would apply to all workers. Obama declared, quote, "It's the right thing to do," unquote. Yes, increasing the minimum wage for a small number of people who work for the government and fucking everybody else in the country over is the right thing to do. And why is having a minimum wage in the first place the right thing to do? Well, because Obama declared, he didn't just say it, he declared, quote, "It's the right thing to do," unquote. And if the Messiah said it, it must be true. Obama announced the executive order to boost some contractor wages during his State of the Union address last month. He signed the measure Wednesday in a White House ceremony where he was flanked by Americans who would make more money if lawmakers take more sweeping action. Yes, if only the government will take more action, then these people could make more money. Now, here's a question. He signed this on Wednesday in a White House ceremony, which probably took place during quote-unquote working hours. Like, I'm sure this wasn't at 6 in the morning or at 9 p.m. at night that this happened. So it was Wednesday. And Obama signed this piece of paper because, ooh, he's changed the world. He's the Messiah. He signed a piece of paper. Because that's how you change the world, is you sign pieces of paper. And he signed this piece of paper on Wednesday during working hours, and he was flanked. Flanked. By Americans who would make more money if lawmakers take more sweeping action. Here's a question. If these people want to make more money so bad, why is it that on a Wednesday during normal business hours, why are they fucking hanging out at the White House, flanking Obama? Why aren't they working? Here's a fucking news flash for all of you out there. If you want to make more money, the way you make more money isn't by sitting around waiting for the government to pass laws to take money away from people who actually work for a living and give that money to you. The way you make more money is to create more value for other people who are willing to pay you for that value. If these fucking cocksuckers who were flanking the Messiah wanted more money, they shouldn't be flanking the Messiah on a Wednesday during business hours. They should have been somewhere creating value for other people. Or they should have been somewhere increasing their skills and knowledge so as to make them more valuable and thus able to create more value for other people and thus able to make more money. It never ceases to amaze me how mind-blowingly clueless you people actually are when it comes to economics and anything economic related. You don't make more money by the... How many times do we have to explain this shit? When you increase the minimum wage, it's not like the companies that pay people or the people who pay people, the individuals who pay people, it's not like they suddenly have more money in order to give you this pay raise. Right? If this whole minimum wage thing fucking worked, why don't we just make the minimum wage $100 an hour? And then there'd be no poor people because everybody who has a job would get paid at least $100 an hour. I mean, how fucking hard is this for you people? When you increase the minimum wage, that money has to come from someplace. That means the employers either have to cut employees, they have to cut hours, or they have to raise their prices. I know what you think. Well, if we raise the minimum wage, then the corporations have to give the employees more money. The corporations aren't going to take that more money out of the paycheck of the CEO or the CFO or the board of directors or anything else. That's not where that money is going to fucking come from. I don't know why you stupid people cannot fucking understand this. I do not understand why you are too fucking stupid to understand this. The CEO is not going to reduce his pay in order to pay the additional funds necessary to raise everybody's minimum wage. It's just not going to happen. You might want it to happen, but that's not how the goddamn world works. That's not, and I know what you, I'm sure all, you know, that's why you all want laws. There should be a law. CEO shouldn't be allowed to make any more than 10 times the lowest paid employee. I'm sure those of you out there would love that law, because we can solve every fucking problem with a law. We have all these fucking laws, and yet we still have problems. At what point will you recognize that laws don't solve problems? If the minimum wage could prevent poverty, well, we have a minimum wage, so why do we still have poverty? I could beat that horse for 7 or 8 more hours. Oh my God. Obama then said, he probably declared this, quote, "Raising the minimum wage is good for business. It's good for workers and it's good for the economy," unquote. Thus, yet again, illustrating that this stupid motherfucker does not know anything about economics, nor does he possess even the tiniest inkling of common sense. Raising the minimum wage is not good for business. What's good for business is allowing businesses, that's me drinking coffee. What's good for businesses is me drinking coffee. What's good for businesses is allowing businesses the freedom to pay employees what they are worth. Because this creates a situation where employees can come in and find ways to create more value and get paid more. And of course, everybody say, well, but the corporations, keep in mind, I've covered this before. We're not going into this in depth. Yes, I know the corporations abuse people. Remember, without the government, there would be no corporations. Corporations are a legal fiction created by the government. Without the government, corporations do not exist. If corporations, this is going to be hard for you to grasp. I'll try to say this slowly. If corporations don't exist, workers can't be taken advantage of by corporations. I know. Whoa, that is really fucking hard to understand if you're a statist. I know. Oh my God, that's fucking complex. See, this is why I have never, ever been kicked by a unicorn. Do you know why? Because unicorns don't exist. So unicorns can't kick me. If there are no corporations, corporations can't exploit the workers. Oh my God, your brain hurts, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Do you need to see a picture of Obama so that you can be reassured that he's the Messiah and he cares about you? Hey, has anyone noticed yet that Obamacare doesn't actually provide free healthcare for poor people? Has anybody fucking noticed this yet? Oh my God. All right. I could beat that dead unicorn for a while. Let's keep reading. The executive order for federal contractors goes into effect next year, but only applies to new contractors. It goes into effect next year? So he signed an executive order for something that kicks in 11 months from now. That's awesome. And it only applies to new contractors who get hired after that point, not the existing ones, because of course they're not poor. It's just the ones that are going to get hired previously that must be poor. I don't know. The White House said, you know, it's like, yes, this is a good law. We've passed a law against raping women because it's the right thing to do, but it doesn't actually apply to women who have been raped any time before the year 2015. And it only applies to women who get raped after 2015. I mean, wait, if the law is so fucking wonderful, and if it's the right thing to do, why doesn't it apply to all the federal contractors? Just fucking try thinking for a minute. Just try fucking thinking. I know it's hard. I know you're a statist. I know that Obama's the Messiah. I know that without the government, who would build the roads? I know. It's really hard. The White House said... because the White House can talk. You see, the White House is a magical building. It talks. It speaks. It's like a cartoon character. The White House said, the order requires that employees who work for tips make at least $10.10 overall. It prevents contract workers from being paid less than others if they have disabilities affecting their productivity. Okay, first of all, wait a minute. What kind of federal contract workers work for tips? If somebody says to you, I'm a federal contract worker, I mean, I would think, okay, you're an engineer. Or you're like road construct. Roads! Roads! Who would build roads? Roads! What kind of federal contractor job exists where people work for tips? Notice how this information is not anywhere in the fucking article. And I would probably be terrified to find out what kind of jobs these are. I bet there's like restaurants in the Capitol building or something is who this applies to. Now the other part of this, it prevents contract workers from being paid less than others if they have disabilities affecting their productivity. So I'm not as productive as the other people, but I should get paid the same amount. Do you fucking statist not re- no, of course you, what am I talking about? No, you don't understand it. No, people who are not as productive as other people should not get paid the same amount of money the other people make, okay? If I'm making 20 widgets an hour and you're only making 10 widgets an hour, I should be paid twice as much as you because I'm twice as productive. Holy fucking shit. This is so hard to understand. Well, but they're disabled. You hate handicapped people. No, I hate stupid people. If you're disabled, I'm making little quoties in the air with my fingers. If you have a disability, that means you can't productively do a particular job, then you should not be doing that job. I have a disability that prevents me from being a tightrope walker. It's called a shitty sense of balance. So I don't sit there and go, well, that guy, he walks on the tightrope and he gets paid $100. So I should get paid $100 even though I can't produce what he produces because I have a disability. Get a fucking job that you can do. I mean, there is nobody out there, whether you're in a wheelchair, whether you have no fucking legs, whether you're missing two arms, whether you're blind, whether you're deaf. I mean, there's only one disability I can think of that makes a there's only one disability. Take a breath, calm down, fucking talk. There is only one disability I can think of that makes a person completely incapable of creating value for other people. That disability is being a statist. Okay? You can be blind. There are still shit tons of things you can do to create value for other people. You can be in a wheelchair and still be able to create value for other people. You could be deaf and still be able to create value for other people. You could have some genetic disease that causes you to have seizures every 10 minutes. There are still things you can do to create value for other people. Unless you're a goddamn statist and you go through your entire life going, but without the government, who would build roads? Why, I want homosexual marriage to be legalized because I want homosexuals to be able to ask the government for permission to get married just like us heterosexuals. But we got to make sure them Mormons can't have their group marriage because that's just sick. Right? I mean, unless you're that fucking stupid, you should be capable of creating value for other people. So get a fucking job where your disability does not affect your ability to create value. Do something. Create your own fucking job. Create your own business. By the way, waiting for a welfare check is not productivity. A recent survey, oh, it must be true. There was a recent survey. A recent survey says that stupid people will believe anything, no matter how stupid it is, if you precede it by the statement, a recent survey says. Okay. A recent survey by the National Employment Law Project found that 77% of government contract employees who work in food service, oh, there it is right there. Food service, retail, or janitorial services earn less than $10 an hour. So there are federal contract employees working in food service, retail. Wait. What kind of fucking federal contract employee works in retail? Retail is when you sell things. The federal government doesn't create anything. What the fuck are they selling? I mean, this is just, and janitorial. I mean, my God, the level of bullshit here. The janitors for the federal government make less than $10 an hour. You know what? I hate to break this to you, but most janitors, not saying this is right, not saying this is good, I'm saying this is a fact. Most janitors make less than $10 an hour. And it's because we live in a society where we have tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism and we value everybody. And yet, for some reason, people don't seem to value janitors much more than minimum wage. And I've talked about this before. I have told the stories of the janitors at Colorado State University. I used to work at CSU. And I have told the stories of things they have to deal with, going in the bathrooms and the classrooms and like the entire roll of toilet paper thrown into the toilet and shit all over the walls and everything. Because, you know, it's college students. I mean, they're the smartest generation ever. They're the future of America. But they don't know how to fucking flush a toilet. They don't know how to get their shit into the toilet. Instead, it ends up on the wall. How the fuck you do that, I don't know. I have bitched before about how janitors are undervalued. You want to bring America to a halt? There's two ways you could do it. You could release a giant EMP pulse in New York City and fry all of the computers and crash the economy, or all of the janitors in the United States could go on strike. Within 48 hours, every fucking corporate headquarters and every office building would be overflowing with shit and trash and wads of toilet paper, and nobody would be able to go in the building anymore. Janitors keep these fuck, especially the big, you know, the big buildings or the big campuses, like college campuses, like the giant skyscrapers in the cities, any place where you take a large number of people and you shove them into a relatively small space, if it were not for the janitors, the sanitary engineers, if we want to call it, if it weren't for them cleaning up the mess that all these dumb fucks make, that place would become uninhabitable, literally uninhabitable, in like 7 days. So I feel their pain. I really do. This is not the way to solve it. About 4 in 10 of those workers depend on public assistance programs such as food stamps and Medicaid. The study by the worker advocacy group found. So these are federal employees. They're working for the federal government, and yet they're paid so little that they need food stamps. But this same federal government that kills people in foreign countries with flying robots, the same federal government that put Japanese people in concentration camps, the same federal government that pays these people so little money that they need food stamps. This government is going to solve all of our problems. Now, here's a shocker. This is the front page of the Denver Post. Same edition, same issue, same day, whatever the fuck. I don't have to read the whole thing. This is beautiful because I just have to read the headline, the tagline, and the first paragraph. It pretty much says it all. Senate approves new debt ceiling. The clean bill passes in a dramatic vote after some Republicans stage a filibuster attempt. After a dramatic vote, the Senate cleared the critical 60-vote threshold Wednesday that allowed for passage of legislation to suspend the limit on the Treasury's borrowing limit. Well, there it is. All our problems are solved. There was a dramatic vote. It was dramatic. A bunch of old white guys who are getting kickback from corporations under the table voted to allow the government to spend more money. And this is dramatic. Today, the government voted to allow the government to spend more money doing things the government wants to do. Are you surprised? You people are so fucking stupid. Oh my God, you're so fucking stupid. You're mind-blowingly stupid. Where are we at on time, Randy? Thank you. Oh. Oh my God. I'm trying to think if I want to... I should save that. We got, 10 minutes, right? Okay, let me look at this. Let me come up with something. No, that is... I'm not even going to promise, because I always say shit like that, and then I end up just looking like an idiot. Nope, I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to do that one. You know what? What time is it, Randy? Yes. Randy, this is going to make you so fucking happy. Let's just cut it now. And we'll make this a short episode, and we will get back. We'll do more tomorrow, right? Yes, play the music. Let's just roll on out of here. All right, and I will see. We're going to do USA Today, making fun of some shit in that. And then I got another stack here. And then at some point, I'm going to be trying to knock out. I'm still working on the pile on the floor. We're going to get some shit done. I'm telling you, there's going to be... Yes, I'm doing good. I'm getting out 3 episodes a week. I'm trying to keep that up, so... Just involves me standing here in front of the microphone and talking. And we all know how much I hate to stand in front of the microphone and talk. All right, check you cats later. Bye-bye.